From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A search is underway for the man who shot and killed a sheriff's deputy during an ambush at a gas station in Houston, Texas, Friday night. Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman says Deputy Darren Goforth was pumping gas when the gunman approached him from behind.
It strikes us in the heart to simply be a target because you wear a badge and for no other reason hit you where you live.
Goforth was a 10-year veteran. Tropical storm Erica is expected to move past Haiti early Saturday and head east toward Cuba.
We do think it'll probably weaken to a depression during the day tomorrow. And in fact, it could dissipate even entirely tomorrow as it's interacting with the high terrain of both Haiti and eastern Cuba.
Hurricane specialist John Cangalosi with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Erica already caused major damage to the small Caribbean island of Dominica. It's expected to arrive in Florida sometime on Monday. Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans Friday as the city marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and the federal levee failure that flooded the city. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports he visited a school that was heavily damaged in the flood.
President Bush toured Warren Easton High, which was so damaged that local officials were ready to close it in 2005. But alumni, students, and faculty fought back, raising private funds to rebuild as a charter school. Bush said getting students back to school was instrumental in getting New Orleans back to life after Katrina.
The darkness from a decade ago has lifted. The Crescent City has risen again, and its best days lie ahead.
Local officials welcomed the former president despite widespread criticism of the Bush administration's early response to the disaster. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
Recent financial market turmoil is casting doubt on whether the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates from near zero next month. But after taking the pulse of policymakers at a Fed gathering in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that Fed officials are not ruling out a September rate hike.
Earlier this month, Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank President Dennis Lockhart said it would take a lot for the Fed not to raise rates next month. Now, in wake of a global stock sell-off caused by fears of a Chinese economic slowdown, Lockhart is less resolute about raising rates. Interviewed at the Kansas City Fed's annual Jackson Hole Symposium, he said the U.S. economy still looks strong so far, but said the Fed will have to assess how the market turmoil might impact the future. If his outlook changes, so will his monetary policy vote. Fed Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer says it's too soon to say whether a rate hike is appropriate. For NPR News, I am Steve Beckner in Jackson Hole.
At the close on Wall Street Friday, the Dow was down 11 points, the Nasdaq was up 15, the S&P 500 up 1. This is NPR News in Washington. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama has filed a federal lawsuit to block Alabama Governor Robert Bentley from cutting Planned Parenthood off from the state's Medicaid dollars. Kyatt Gaskett of Troy Public Radio reports the lawsuit claims Bentley's actions violate laws that allow patients to choose a medical provider.
Governor Bentley states that he respects human life and does not want the state of Alabama associated with an organization that doesn't share his views. His decision follows the release of a series of undercover videos that accuse Planned Parenthood of profiting from the donation of fetal tissue. Planned Parenthood is now appealing this decision in federal court, and a lawsuit filed jointly by the Alabama ACLU claims Bentley's actions limit the choices that Medicaid beneficiaries have when it comes to choosing a medical provider. The lawsuit also claims that the videos, which were put together by anti-abortion activists and were influential in Bentley's decision, are heavily edited and misleading. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery, Alabama.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump hosted a $100 per person event, which he claimed was not a fundraiser Friday in Norwood, Massachusetts.
This is not a fundraiser tonight, just so you understand. We are, I guess they're paying for some of the basics in terms, you know, we have food, we have, I guess, 1,500 or 2,000 people, but this is not a fundraiser. We're not doing anything in terms of fundraising.
Trump says he keeps turning down donations for his campaign and plans to fund it solely on his own money. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.